is music from Eldar Jandaroff. The song is Donna Lee, and that's from his latest CD. The reason we play this is that Eldar will be performing Saturday night, July 16th at 8 o'clock in Star Theater Walton Arts Center. It will kick off the 13th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series, sponsored by KUAF and the North Arkansas Jazz Society. And with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about the series this year is Robert Ginsburg. Robert, welcome back.
Thank you, Kyle. It's been a while.
You're getting closer and closer to having someone in the concert series that's younger than the concert series itself. It still may take a few years to do that, but Eldar's all of 24.
24. He came to this country when he was 8. He was on Marion McPartland's show when he was 12. He is one of these rare cases of a prodigy that is really delivered. He's 24 years old now and absolutely brilliant. I would encourage people who, maybe people that saw Hiromi and when she did her solo piano concert at the Walton Arts Center, this will be of that magnitude in terms of virtuosity. Eldar has a brand new CD that is a solo recording, his first solo recording. And in it, it's called Three Stories because it kind of talks about his three musical lives, which are standards, classical music, and original music. And the program that he will perform for the KUAF Concert Series opener will probably embody all this. He even does a Dave Matthews tune. Hmm. So, you know, he's a young man who is just amazingly gifted. And for me, there is nothing more exciting than seeing an extraordinary musician all alone performing. Nothing to hide behind. Mm-hmm. He's certainly up to the task. And, you know, we got a great season. All in all, Kyle, this is the 13th season for the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series. This is sponsored, of course, by KUAF and presented by the North Arkansas Jazz Society with cooperation from the Walton Arts Center. And we've moved the series to the Walton Arts Center. All three concerts will be in Star Theater, which is just a great venue for this.
Yes, for all of them. And it will really be highlighted with this first one because there's nothing like the Star Theater for a solo piano performance.
Very intimate, yes. We're only doing three concerts this summer. That was really all the time that I could put towards this. And also the Walton Arts Center is staying busy as well. So just availability of space was somewhat of an issue. But we've got three incredible concerts. The second one, if we can jump to that, mm-hmm. is on August the 6th. And it's become kind of a favorite of the Summer Jazz Series. It's the Composer Showcase, where we feature regional artists doing original compositions. So it's a real mixed bag. Solos, quartets, quintets, the big band, the Fayetteville Jazz Collective is going to play. And we're doing something. It's really fun because it's so varied. It's very there's just a lot of variety. But this year we're adding something that I am personally very excited about. A dear friend and an amazing photographer who has been photo documenting the jazz scene here in Northwest Arkansas for the last 6 or 7 years. His name is Norm Snyder. Norm has put together a photo montage, which will play on a big screen behind the musicians. It's almost 300 photographs. And a lot of them will be these guys that are playing. He's been photographing the people that have come to the Walton Arts Center, all the local cats on the jazz scene. And Norm is a true photographer. I mean, he just has an incredible eye, and he spends hours and hours and hours and days on his work. And this is sort of in preparation for a show that he's going to have ultimately in the underground.
Oh.
But that'll probably be next year. This is going to be just, you know, it's not going to be that kind of flash images. We're probably going to, each image will be up there for 10 to 12 seconds, kind of the documentarian Burns.
Ken Burns.
A Ken Burns effect. And it's all black and white, all shot with a Leica camera. And that'll be projected behind the musicians playing at the Composer Showcase. If anybody's interested, they can check out Norm's work. It's Norm Snyder photo.com. Norm, N-O-R-M, Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, photo.com. So that's going to be an interesting little twist to the Composer Showcase.
And then it will end on August 26th with Warren Wolf.
Warren Wolf, I'm really excited about. This is a rising star. In some ways, there's some parallels between his career and Eldar. Jangaroff, in as much as he was a child prodigy, Warren Wolf was, and he's a triple threat. He plays the vibes, he plays the piano, he plays the drums, and he's monstrous on all these instruments. He toured with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra when he was 9 years old. You know, one of those guys, Kyle. He wrote his first tune when he was 10, and he was doing professional gigs when he was 12. So Warren's going to be playing vibes, and his music has been out there for a while. He's been touring with Christian McBride's group, which is his latest group, which is called Inside Straight, and it's just that straight ahead stuff, right in the groove. Mm-hmm. You know how Christian mm-hmm. McBride plays the bass. So Warren is kind of the heir apparent to a lot of the great jazz vibraphonists, Milt Jackson and Bobby Hutcherson. He's great, and we're going to team him up with Claudia Burson's trio.
Exciting is
that? Yeah, I know. Claudia is up for it. The whole trio is up for it. And that's Steve Wilkes on the drums, and Claudia, of course, on the piano, and Drew Packard on the bass. So Warren will be joining them, and I'm sure he'll take some solo tunes and display some of his virtuosity as well.
And in a moment, we're going to hear a cut from his CD, which isn't out yet.
No, it's coming out right about the date that he's going to be here in late August. Mm-hmm. So the CD is on Mac Avenue, a label that's really putting out some great stuff lately. And I have a copy of the advance of the CD, actually. I think it's self-titled. I don't even know if this CD has a title yet. It may just be called Warren Wolf. But he has three or four recordings on Japanese labels that are real hard to get. So this will be his debut on an American label.
So Eldar is the 16th.
Eldar's coming up. Yes.
Right. Saturday night.
And if you will allow me, I'll come back next week and we'll dig into that a little more, hopefully with an interview. And
do you realize that if you combine the ages of Eldar and Warren Wolf, they're just 54?
What are you trying to say?
Is that something I didn't need to bring up?
So you mean they're, it's like if we combined our ages,
it would be more than 54. All right. If people want to know more, they can go online.
They can go online. Tickets are available. And I should mention that if you are a member of the Jazz Society, you get a significantly discounted ticket rate. But tickets are available at the Walton Arts Center. The cheapest way to buy them is in person at the box office. There's no handling fees for the internet or the phone, but they are available online at waltonartscenter.org. There's a complete rundown of the lineup at the North Arkansas Jazz Society's website, www.digjazz.com. And, of course, you can link to that through KUAF.com as well. Or you can call 479-225-2306 to get more information. And Kyle, if I may, if you'll indulge me, I want to mention that the North Arkansas Jazz Society, which was founded in 1993, is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that's dedicated to presenting this music and promoting it. And the proceeds from the concert series go to fund our summer scholarship program for students, high school students and college students that want to continue their studies in jazz. The Jazz Society is awarding 3 scholarships to very worthy students this summer. And that is our mission. So as I had mentioned, if you become a member of the Jazz Society, and you can find out about that from the website, digjazz.com, you basically, what you save in tickets this season will pay for your membership, and it's tax deductible.
All right. Robert, thanks, and we'll talk next week more about Eldar.
Great. Thank you, Kyle.